Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
So I think we're just about to hopefully speak to Philip Deladakis, Southern member... Southern Metro, so he's upper house.
He's the upper house.
Is that green leather or red leather?
It's red.
It's red.
It's red. Green is lower house.
Lower house.
Upper house is red.
Is that red? Is it red because the upper house often says no?
Or stop? Well, I don't know that that's Phil Deladakis's approach.
Oh, no. I mean, traditionally the upper house is...
Anyway, I'm dying to know what intel he has about the impact of marriage equality on small business.
Yeah, because we've heard a lot of stories about, you know, a lot of businesses want it to happen because, you know, there's a huge untapped market out there. Yeah, it would be pretty big.
Well, I mean, he being the Minister for Small Business, amongst many other things, seems to be a feature of this Victorian government, doesn't it? Ministers seem to have a number of portfolios. It'll be very interesting to understand what impact something like marriage equality has actually had.
He's ringing us now.
Oh, is he?
Did you hear
there
that?
There you go. Oh, there you go. That must be him. So, that's what I'm interested in understanding.
That's what you're interested in. Right, well, would you like to intro Philip Tass?
Not that we already haven't
done. Because you're actually, we should say to you, Phil, that Tass has actually renounced his Greek citizenship.
Good morning, Minister Deladakis.
How are you, Tass? How are you?
Great to have you on the airwaves, finally. We're just having a bit of a chat and trying to ascertain what impact marriage equality has had on small business. Do you have any intel on that?
Look, it's obviously far too early to be able to see. Look, I guess the underlying impact will be significant. I mean, everybody is well aware that the rainbow economy is a very strong one. But I'd like to focus more on the fact that we've actually just got equality full stop. And yes, it's going to create a huge amount of economic movement. But quite frankly, for me, that's not only a second, it's a third, fourth or fifth order issue.
Yes. Amazing. I think it's been amazing. And interestingly enough, coming back to our ethnic origins, one of the very first same-sex weddings actually occurred in a Greek restaurant, according to Neos Kosmos, in Hawthorne, Epica Restaurant.
Ah.
There you go.
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, at the beginning of the program, they talked about you renouncing your Greek citizenship. I thought it might have been April Fool's Day, not close to Christmas. There is no way that any Greek loves their... Hellenic background would ever dare give up their citizenship, and that's one of the reasons that I'm in state parliament, because I don't need to give up anything, so I can have the best of everything.
I see. So if the constitution was different, we might see you making a beeline towards federal politics?
No, I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at. I mean, look, the thing about Canberra, and I've spent some time working up there, is it's quite divorced from reality, and it's a hard life, regardless of which political persuasion you're from. You say goodbye to your friends, your family, your loved ones. You're away in Canberra for a minimum of 4 months of the year for Parliament. Then you have parliamentary committee sessions both in Canberra and around the country. You'll probably be away from home for about 6 months of the year, and that's if you're not a minister. If you're a minister, add a few more months into that, and it's just a really hard life for people that want to have a family. And you see Penny obviously representing the LGBTIQ community, and she has a family, and I'm sure that it'd be really interesting for you to be able to see that her experiences are exactly the same as heterosexual families. Saying goodbye to your loved ones. I remember as a staffer, 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, starting to pack my bag, and my then 3-year-old daughter start bursting into tears, and that's pretty hard. And it's a tough life.
Yeah. I was interested, the wedding at the restaurant, Tass. Do you reckon Yaya was there?
They actually weren't Greeks.
Oh, they weren't
there.
Greek. Oh, no, okay. Well, Yaya might have been there anyway.
Amy and Elise McDonald, hardly a Greek
McDonald.
Name.
Oh, they're of my crew. Phil, there's one thing I did, if I may call you Phil.
Absolutely.
Great. You've got a big responsibility, trade and investment, innovation, digital economy and small business. There's something that I'm pretty passionate about, and that's joy and the role that joy plays in our community. Most of the communication we do as a station, and we actually just passed 1 million podcast downloads. Most of the stuff we do as a station is digital, except our broadcasting, which is analog. And as you know, we have a metro license, analog, sub metro, not a sub metro, but a sub metro. we'd love to go digital. Now, there's a process to that, but do you think, you know, as the minister responsible in a number of these areas, that you could look at the state government assisting us with that and encouraging us to do that?
Yeah, look, I'd love to work with you to achieve that as an outcome. There are a range of, community-based radio stations, of which I would put Joy in that sort of grouping, that do deserve support from governments to be able to achieve those outcomes. So Minister Foley, who's a great friend of mine and a great friend of the radio stations in the community, is somebody that I'll speak to about that. And, of course, we need to continue to work with the federal government, because I think from my recollection, it's the ACMA that looks after the issuing of those licences.
That's
as
right.
Well.
It is, yeah. But at the end of the day, we would welcome the support, moral, political and financial.
Yeah, well, moral is a motzer because it costs me nothing. Political's a motzer because it's appropriate and it's right. And financial, I just need to work with, as I said, Minister Foley and the Treasurer to make sure that I'm not promising that anything that I can't deliver, because I'm one of those rare breed of politicians that absolutely tries not to promise anything that I can't actually ensure that comes out of that process.
No, that's good. That's good. We'll put the frighteners on Tim Pallas instead.
Absolutely. I'll help hold him over the balcony and shake his leg.
Well, being a fellow Greek as well,
yeah.
I think that won't be too hard.
Yeah. With trade, investment and innovation, the Victorian economy is going pretty well, isn't it? It's employment is good, growth is strong.
Strongest in the nation, actually.
Strongest in the nation. Do you think one of the reasons for this, Phil, apart from the magnificent work that you're doing, of course, is that Victoria is such a diverse and embracing state? It's not just the regulation. Surely it's got to be the attitude of people as well that helps.
Yeah, I think so. I think that what differentiates Melbourne and Victoria from the rest of the country is the fact that we do embrace difference, we celebrate difference. And from my perspective as a first-generation Australian, that's something that continues to make me just thrilled to the back teeth to represent this state. My mother was a refugee to this country in 1946. My father immigrated to this country when he met my mother, and she convinced him that his future was both with her and here in Australia. So there is a lot that we've got from our community, both Greek and Italian, firstly, and then, of course, we had the waves of the Vietnamese community in the 70s, the Chinese in the 80s. We have the Indian community, and then, of course, everybody else in between. And, you know, it's something that I think that when you have a look at the culture, you have food, you have the culture, the languages. I think that it provides Melbourne to be a greater melting pot than anywhere in the world. And in fact, when I travel, and I was in New York recently, I took great pride in telling New Yorkers that, in fact, Melbourne have more people from different nationalities and backgrounds than what New York does. And given that the United Nations resides there, I think that's pretty spectacular.
Amazing.
It is.
Amazing.
It is.
As we're winding up the show and winding up for the year, Phil, is there a message that you have for our listeners on behalf of your office and perhaps also the Victorian government?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I want to say is congratulations for a millionth podcast download. That's fantastic. And again, it speaks volumes to the work that Joy does in the community. That's the first thing. The second thing is I want to just say thank you. Thank you for bearing with us. The marriage equality vote was a significant waste of $80 million, as it turns out. I still see no reason why, as a heterosexual male, I had any right to be able to declare what a member of the gay community should or shouldn't do with their own lives. However, we did and we got through it. And I want to thank all members of the LGBTIQ community for bearing with us and trusting us to get it right. And we did. And, of course, Victoria was the leading state in the country with about 67% support for it. And I just think that it makes the world a much more harmonious, tolerant and inclusive place to be. And as a parent, I could think of nothing more exciting than to know that should one of my children identify as a member of the gay community, that I do everything I can to support them to ensure that they have the same rights, the same experiences, the same responsibilities as anybody else. So to that end, it's a fantastic outcome, although the process was flawed. Can I also say Merry Christmas to all those that celebrate? And, of course, happy Festivus to the rest of us.
Thank you very much, Phil Deladakis. They're great words, and we'll certainly take those on board. We wish you the very best for the coming season and, of course, the new year. Next year is an election year for you and the Andrews government, so we wish you the very best in that.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.